Let's go to the Vice Mayor of Santa Rosa. Chris is here. Hi, Chris.
Morning, Pat. How you doing?
Great to have you with us. I am well. Thank you for asking. And another Santa Rosa City Council meeting, another interruption by protesters. And I was just saying on the air that, there is a public comment section. Homelessness, of course, an issue that everybody gets riled up about for a number of different reasons. But at least the meeting wasn't shut down. And it sounds like nobody got arrested, Chris.
No, that's correct. And, I think that this has been an ongoing thing for a couple of weeks. I think protest and the right to peacefully assemble has just been woven into our blood as Americans. And so it's been kind of fun to see it from the other side. And I think that it's going to be an issue that we have to deal with over the next couple of months as people really feel the tension between severe budget cuts here in the city and at the county level, as well as not having enough services already to address what's been a pretty critical issue for us since before the fire.
Yeah, it's a longstanding issue and just personified since the fires, I suppose. Would you agree, Chris, that, we are entering a new phase since the fires, that, what I like to call the nuts and bolts of recovery is beginning? And what that means, as we've seen, as you were just saying, talking about budget cuts and things like that, between the aftermath of our needs versus the economy at large, and certainly the effects of the fires, this next phase of recovery is going to hurt.
It's going to be interesting. And I actually was just meeting with a group where we were sort of discussing this, that I think you've got two separate hats that you need to be aware of. One is the one-time costs of recovery, things like replacing the water system up in Fountain Grove that are substantial but are a one-time thing.
Yeah.
The others are systemic economic and budget issues that this city has, including not having enough housing for the workforce that's here and the skyrocketing of rental prices that are really affecting folks, not just the homeless, but also middle-class families that can't afford to live here and are moving away. So the challenge is going to be, how do we do our one-time costs for the rebuild and make sure that we are helping those folks who lost everything, while also not losing sight of the broader systemic issues that we've been grappling with and quite frankly have not fully come to an answer on.
Well, it's a lot of balls to try to juggle into the air and keep everybody airborne at the same time, no doubt about it. Let me ask you this, Chris. What was on the docket of actual, substantive matters at the city council meeting yesterday?
I think that one of the most important ones that was on the agenda yesterday was to reauthorize and extend the price gouging ordinance that we put into place right after the fire. And as you know, we saw substantial increases in rent, substantial increases in housing prices, as insurance was willing to pay sometimes thousands of dollars more to house a fire victim than the person who is currently living there. And we saw people secondarily displaced by those actions. And the state had passed an emergency ordinance, the governor did,
yes,
declaring the emergency and putting a 10% cap on increases during the time of need, during his emergency declaration. That expired a couple of weeks ago, and the governor did extend his emergency order, so we followed suit and extended ours as well.
Very good. Very good. Very important. One of the things that was on the docket, and it will be on the docket really for the foreseeable future for the county, is the move. The county moving its offices away from Administration Drive, and likely, it's not in stone anywhere yet, but likely into downtown Santa Rosa. And there could be all kinds of fallout from that, good and challenging too.
It could. I'm personally a big supporter in the concept. Obviously, the devil's always going to be in the details, but I think that if they were able to do that, and in particular, if they were able to consolidate with the city somewhere in the downtown, I think it meets a couple of needs. One, it opens up two major opportunity sites for us to do housing development, both at the county complex and at City Hall. And it would be housing that would be built in an area that has buildings that, quite frankly, need millions of dollars of retrofitting because they just don't meet ADA requirements or they don't they're just not habitable.
Not up to par, yeah.
The other is that it creates an additional economic driver in our downtown by putting thousands of people there for breakfast, for lunch, happy hour with friends right after. I think that you create an economic incentive for people to spend money downtown, and it'll help also drive forward the need to put additional housing downtown and utilization of the SMART train. So I'm a big believer that if we do this right, it'd be a big boon for the county and for the city, but we've got to figure out how to actually move that forward.
Yeah, I was at the Santa Rosa Metro event, chamber event last night at the LBC, and we were talking about this very thing, and you're right. It has the relocation of county offices downtown has the potential to really reinvigorate downtown Santa Rosa. I think it's the housing that's attached to this move and this area would be really important. Because, you know, yes, it's great to have county workers and spending money downtown, spending time downtown. And it would be great to have, you know, another section of folks, maybe some of the same folks, who would actually live in the neighborhood, too, be able to live in the neighborhood so that that invigoration wouldn't stop at 5 or 6 p.m.
Right. And, you know, and it will be a big project. It's a bit of a pie in the sky at the moment, but, you know, they said that Roseland was never going to be annexed, and that happened, and they said the SMART train was never going to run, and that happened. Courthouse Square was never going to be unified, and that happened. So I think if we have policymakers who are willing to drive this forward and staff that are going to be creative on how we get there, I think that we're going to see a really good thing for this community.
Yeah, it's a big one, and it's going to take some time, as you said. And, we're, you know, there may be a decision at some point in 2019, but a lot of discussion between the city and the county on that project moving forward. Also, Chris, it's been a great partnership between the city and the county in terms of recovery from the wildfires. And does that partnership hold moving forward? Because we're going to need it, too.
Oh, absolutely. And I think we've talked about this before, Pat. We have a committee at the city level, myself, Mayor Corsi, and Councilmember Sweathelm, that is the Build and Rebuild committee that meets weekly with staff. And then we have a joint committee with the county that meets about every other week to talk about more systemic issues or broader issues. You might have heard we are working on what's called a Renewal Enterprise District that will expedite and change how we do housing in this county, trying to meet our regional housing needs. That project has been moving forward. You should see more on it, I hope, in the next couple of weeks. But it's been a really good partnership with the Board of Supervisors, and in particular with Chairman Gore and Supervisor Zane.
Very, very good to hear. And Chris, would love to talk to you each and every week, if you're game, so that we can keep apprised on what's happening with the City Council. I'll be here if you will.
Yeah, Pat, you've got a permanent slot on my schedule if you want it.
All right. Consider it done. Thank you very much, Chris. That is Santa Rosa City Councilman and Vice Mayor of Santa Rosa, Chris Rogers. And, yeah, it's more important than ever for us to stay attuned and in tune with what the city is doing, what the county is doing as we march toward recovery.